wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, September the 22nd, 2013. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to extract the mind of Satan out of our minds. We endeavor daily to rise up, rise above the thinking of Satan and the demonic mentality. We want to rise above and out of and out from the mind of the wicked ruling class and the ruling families of this wicked world order. We want to rise up out and rise above and out of and from the mind of warfare and bloodshed and death, hell, and destruction. We want to at the same time rise up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that Christ mind, we realize that all poor working class masses of people must come together. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Rastafari, Buddhist, Zoroaster, communist, socialist, so-called capitalist. We must realize that we as poor working class masses of people need to come together, organized together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I pray that the Most High continues to bless my beautiful sister Venice, her family, and her children. Contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Now let's give thanks and praises unto the Almighty. We praise the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Abba, is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to the Lord Yahweh. Yahuwah as having the attribute of begetting. That is the sacred masculine. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. Allah is also an African Hebrew word. Found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, carrying the definition of the ascender, he who raises us up, ascends us into his supreme mind of knowledge, that we, with that supreme mind of knowledge, may defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked system, Babylon system, and bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, the Almighty Father. In Kemet, the Almighty Father was known as Amen, the hidden an unseen Almighty Father, hidden an unseen sacred masculine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father was known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause and give praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, the word mother in the African Hebrew language is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim, Yahweh Aim. Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to the Almighty Lord, Yahweh, 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 as also having the attribute of conceiving. You see, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah is an African Hebrew scientific word that describes the law of birth, the scientific law of birth, no existing without father and mother working together, without the sacred masculine attribute of begatting in union with the sacred feminine attribute of conceiving together, giving birth. The word Yahweh meaning existing. Existing and living life. Existing and living in life, giving birth to existing, living in life through the material universe, emanating from the hidden and unseen power that we are referring to as Yahweh, Yahweh, sacred masculine, begetting, sacred feminine, conceiving. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary is the word for wisdom, kokmoth. That word is feminine because Holy Spirit is our mother. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother, mother of universe, mother of the human family, as well as father is father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Now, Kadosh, the African Hebrew word for a living, holy, righteous, set-apart entity. The word Ruach is the African Hebrew word for spirit found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine. Spirit is feminine. Feminine because Holy Spirit is the sacred feminine. She's our mother. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Ilah or Ilah, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ilah, Ilah, Ha'il, Allah. Properly understood, none but our mother Ilah and our father Allah. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Properly understood, in the name of our mother Ilah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Ilah is also an African Hebrew word found around the number 5931 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, having to do with occurrence, with circumstance. you have a series of feminine counterparts to Allah found under the number 5928, 5929, 5930. These are Ola and Mother Holy Spirit under the title of Ola is the ascender, raising us up into her mind of supreme wisdom. And then when you get to the title Allah, found around 5931, we are able with that supreme wisdom of Mother Holy Spirit to change our occurrence, change our circumstance, rise above the occurrence and circumstance given to us by the wicked system of Babylon. Why rise above the weak wisdom of Babylon and be able and enabled to bring in the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen Almighty Mother, sacred feminine power, hidden and unseen power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but believe this truth, this reality, that Christ, Yahushua, has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of his imperial majesty, Emperor Haile'i, Haile'i Selassie'i, Rastafari'i of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile'i Selassie'i, Rastafari'i, was crowned King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile'i Selassie'i, as the new names of Jesus Christ. In these last days of judgment in Babylon, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. And we are here to declare this day that each and every one of you and us and we and I are the Christ Spirit in human flesh. Each and every one of you and me and you and I have the potential to manifest Yahushua within I and I person, making all of I, you and me, us, we, I, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. We must examine the definitions of the words Yahushua, health, wealth, and prosperity, deliverance and liberty of the oppressed, deliverance of the poor working class masses of the people. We must study politics. We must study history so that we can become Yahushua, so that we can become, and in reality, Christ in human flesh, realizing that reality and living up to that reality. We must become the warner to the wicked ruling class and ruling families for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction that they have put themselves in line to be judged and doomed by the judgment of the Almighty, because the Almighty is seeking to take vengeance on they who have created a system of death, hell, and destruction. And we warn ourselves that we can no longer tolerate within ourselves wickedness devilment, demonism, death, hell, destruction, and division. We no longer can think like the wicked ruling class and ruling families, or we put ourselves in the crosshairs of the judgment of the Almighty. We examine the definition of the word Haile, might and power and glory, and Selassie, Trinity. So we must become, as Hebrews tells us, that we are the glory of God. We must be the might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity. Rastafari means the head creator without fear, and we must tap into that fearless mind of the Almighty, because in this day of death, hell, and destruction, we can have no fear as we take this knowledge. And with this knowledge, we defend the oppressed. And with this knowledge, we raise ourselves, the oppressed, poor, working class masses of the people. And we teach the babies this reality. And we together defeat and overcome this wicked system. In this day, we must be Rastafari. We must be they who are the creators, using the mind of the Almighty Creator, Creatress, and traverse this time period without fear. We want to go into a couple of Sunday school lessons, and we want to examine ourselves as the human family, and we want to see the scripture as the blueprint that we may operate on ourselves. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad, I believe 1967, preached a message at Savior's Day, operate on a nation, looking in the nation of Islam, but the nation of Islam is an example of the human family, that within ourselves as the human family, we have defects, we have deficiencies, and we must look into ourselves, and with the power of the Most High, operate on ourselves, extract that sinful reality out of ourselves, extract those defects and deficiencies from out of ourselves, out of the inside of our spirit, mind, soul, and consciousness, this mind of the wicked ruling class, operate on ourselves, extract that satanic mind, that demonic mind out of ourselves, because this planet is just one planet, one earth. We must live together in peace, love, and harmony. And no longer can the poor working class masses of black, brown, red, yellow, and white be divided against each other, against ourselves. We must come together in order to live together and overthrow this wicked ruling class and ruling families. We have a lesson September 15th, 2013. This lesson is called Knowledge of Good and Evil. Knowledge of Good and Evil. And we have in this lesson Adam. We have in this lesson Eve. We have in this lesson the tree of life. And we have in this lesson the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We have in this lesson the serpent. And we don't want to look at this lesson as we have in the past. The way we have been given this lesson in the past is totally deficient, not sufficient for the reality that this lesson is trying to teach us. I cite the works of my dear brother, Professor Ashra Kwesi. Judaism, Stolen Religion from Africa, Parts 1 and 2, in which my dear brother goes into the African origin of all of the Bible. All of the Bible is African knowledge, and the Africans are they who taught this knowledge, and the African Hebrews brought it forward in this scripture. But he goes into Kemet, Egypt, the Kemet, African Egypt origin of these narratives. And he points to the universe as that original expression of what we read in scripture. And this reminds us that the universe The sun, moon, stars, planets are the original scripture, original Bible, original Quran, original scientific text, original expression of knowledge and wisdom and understanding that we have in our society in this day and time. And it was our African ancestors, not just the ancestors of black people, but the ancestors of the human family, are those original black people, black man and woman, African man and woman, black man and woman. These original ancestors of the human family are they who went about studying the science, studying scientifically the material universe over countless thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and probably millions of years. Because when you dig for African ancestors, you go back finding bones hundreds of thousands of years old, millions of years old. Farrakhan has stated over and over again, when you find the origin of the black man and woman, the birth of the black man and woman, you will be looking at God in person. That's how far back we go. But these African ancestors studied the universe scientifically and then began to write, we call it Meduneter, the holy writing, divine writing of the universe, onto temples, onto tombs, all over in stone and whatnot, carving these writings in stone, picture writing and actual writing, letters, characters, script. So we studied the scientific universe scientifically and began to understand truth, justice, and righteousness, and knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding, and began to produce this knowledge, reproduce this knowledge in our writings in Ethiopia, in Nubia, in Sudan, in Kemet, Egypt, all over Africa, those Twa, and the Dogon, and Sudan, and Nubia, and Ethiopia, and Kemet. So, my brother pointed out that when you examine the sun, S-U-N, and see the sun as representing the human family, and in the time period leading to winter, you have the fall of the sun, which represents the fall of mankind, the fall of the human family, the fall of civilization. Even in this day, the fall of the Babylon system, that we may reconstitute the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Babylon is done. Babylon is finished. But look, the sun moving south, one might say falling into winter. When the sun reaches, according to Ashra Kwesi, the Tropic of Capricorn, then you have the appearance of the constellation Virgo, and then with the constellation Virgo, you have the appearance of the constellation that is a serpent. So there you have in the universe, in cosmology, in the cosmo universe, cosmological scientific reality in the universe, you had that whole Adam and Eve, fall of mankind, human family narrative. You have the serpent. You have that whole narrative first seen in the stars. And then we reproduced that narrative on the temples and tombs of Egypt and Kemet. And then the African Hebrews, after leaving Kemet, going into the region of Palestine under the leadership of the African Hebrew revolutionary Moses brought these narratives with them and reproduced those narratives in what we call Old Testament scripture. And so I was doing more research on this. I began to research the serpent constellation. And I'll have it in my summary page. And I came across a website dealing with constellations. Let me see if I can find this website right quick so I can verbalize where I found this information. It is at topastronomer.com. And in this website, all manner of constellations are given. And the look of it, the visible reality, they map it for you and show you how it looks in the sky, in the heavens. And so there's a particular constellation called the Draco constellation. And this Draco constellation is a serpent constellation, also a dragon constellation, and is associated with Christian, it says here, mythology, Christian mythology, and it is associated with the serpent that tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden. So we have this website to back up what our dear brother Ashra Kwesi has revealed to us, that these narratives were first seen in the heavens. Now let's see if we can go into this narrative in scripture with what we have said as a backdrop and see what we can reveal to ourselves using this narrative to teach us about the human family, teach us about politics, teach us about the wicked ruling class and ruling families, teach us about the politicians, the presidents, the congresspeople, the senators, and the various men and women that make up the leadership in the system that we live under, and teach us what we are to do in this day and time. Let's take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.